This podcast is powered by The Plug.
Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
What up, man? You already know what it is. BBW, that's beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. Got my man Angry Principal in the building.
What's up?
Got my man Bo holding it down.
I see.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. All right, so look, we back in the building this time. We, you know, I feel like we're going to go to Scotland this time. Shit, dog. We going to go to some Scotch whiskey. Now, we haven't had Scotch on the show in quite some time. So now we're about to check out this Glenfiddich. 14 year though. All right, so I've had Glenfiddich before. I don't think we did it on the show, but I did have it. I've never had the 14 year. And what we're going to do right here is what Angry Principal calls a bottle kill. There's a lot of fucking alcohol in there though, so we going to try to get through this. But you got any story behind the Glenfiddich?
So basically, it's a 14 year old Scotch. The reason I picked it up is because I'm not a Scotch drinker at all. So the only reason I picked it up is because it was aged in bourbon barrels, and I wanted to have some Scotch at the house just in case people, Scotch drinkers, came by.
Gotcha.
So that's the reason I picked it up. So last weekend, one of my buddies came in from out of town. Mm-hmm. We had a good time, and the bottle got kind of low, so I said, it's time to kill this one. So I wanted to bring it by and so that everybody could see whether or not we could do a review on it.
Gotcha.
And also do our first ever bottle kill on here. I don't know if we're gonna be able to kill it,
right? Because I took a sneak peek in there. There's a lot of alcohol there.
But at some point by the end of the night, it will be dead. It will be a dead bottle. So I just wanted to bring that through for that.
By the end of the night,
it'll be dead.
Maybe not this episode, but by the end of
not this episode.
Right. All right. So I'm gonna let you go ahead and pop that open. Now, obviously, this is open already, so and I know the cork won't be as.
And I kept the actual box that it came in only because it's like a nice.
It
and
is.
Anything
nice,
else
right?
comes in yeah. boxes like that
for sure.
Spending some real money now.
So
when I bought it, it was $55.
Okay.
But the price on it currently is $70.
Oh, it went up.
It went up.
Oh,
so I just saw it the other day and
it upped the appraisal.
I don't know if we're gonna get a cork.
It's hella open.
Boss of the cork.
Bro, decent. Still
that was wet. That was better than the Scotch.
Right.
I mean,
it's a real cork, right?
It's a real cork.
It's a real cork. You can tell.
So. Do y'all really, I mean, obviously you do, Angry Principal, but do you fuck with Scotch at all?
I've had a couple, but like not to the degree where I can really have a real, you know, a real answer to that.
I got you.
Now, I've had Glenfiddich before, and I've had Cutty Sark. I don't know if that even counts, but I've had that. And then we had the, we were just talking about?
Oh, so we had a couple, my nigga. We had Buchanan's, which was.
Buchanan's. Because we did those two together. Buchanan's
and
something
else. Then we did the one, the Balvenie, though, that was Balvenie. In the sherry cask.
Yes. Now, that actually, that was Scotch?
Yeah.
That shit was good. That shit was good. Yeah, it was.
But it wasn't a single malt, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a, what's the term? Why can't I remember? It was a mix.
Blended.
Well, I don't know why I couldn't think of it. It's like a mix? No, that's not right. Yeah, blended. Yes, thank you, Angry Principal.
So this is a single malt, 14 year, 86 proof, and aged in bourbon barrels.
There we go.
Good legs on it. Kind of oily.
It definitely smelled good.
I'm sorry. It was aged in American new oak. So those are new oak barrels that they aged them in, which is different because I thought it was just maybe a used barrel.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's a new barrel.
It's got its own barrel.
Yeah,
okay.
So it has a definite taste profile.
That's fucking solid.
You like that shit?
That's
huh?
solid right there, bro. Mm.
Let's see. What's that? I don't know what I smell.
Cotton candy.
That is solid.
It's something. Sweetness.
Yeah, you get like, I get like a little. It's almost like a. I don't know if this helps because I'm, you know, but I fuck with plums. I eat plums. I like a lot of plums and shit. But I get like a plum.
I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah, pause, nigga. Yeah. But.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. All I can see.
I knew what's coming.
Was Will Ferrell doing his thing about the plums.
God damn it.
I'm sorry, man. That's one of the best things I've ever seen.
I didn't even want to say it. I was thinking about it as I was saying it. I was like,
see, it's definitely a fruit. And a plum I hadn't thought about. Yeah, it definitely is a plum.
But like, the thing I like about scotch, man, like, it gives you that hug like right away, you know?
Shit. Yeah. Right off rip.
You get a little pininess to it, you know what I mean?
Pine. It's definitely stronger than the 86.
It is, yeah. This could be easily at least 92. It could be,
yeah.
This is good.
Yep.
I mean, and see, I'm not really a scotch fan, but like this is, I like this.
I am not a scotch fan at all. I like this. But you don't get that taste
on this one.
Right.
That I would have expected from another scotch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It so is, I'm enjoying this one.
My favorite scotch, though, I would probably say Oban. Oban, I had a 14-year-old, I had an 18-year-old Oban, and like, they were solid, you know. I fuck with scotch, so like, this is solid.
It is piney.
Okay, you know, what fruit am I tasting, though?
Probably plums, right? Good old nice little round plump. I hate it here. I fucking hate it here. But it's definitely, and when I say the pine, like, it's funny because, like, in my old childhood home, there's plenty of pine trees in the backyard, and it feel like pine needles is everywhere right now. Like, that's the pine that I'm smelling. I think that I smell the fruit, and initially there's some fruit, but then the pine and, like, the char overtakes it on the back end. But it's good, though. I ain't gonna lie. Going in, I kind of thought I wasn't gonna like it. It's actually decent.
The char does hit at the end.
The char hit at the end. It's like a deep, like, cedar, piney, something like that, you know, yeah. Like oaky type taste.
Yeah, like running through the woods with your mouth open. That's what it is. That's what it's like. Ain't no pause on that. I'm just, what? Ain't no pause on that.
I'm just seeing this little kid running through the woods with his mouth open and mosquitoes jumping in and everything. That's all.
All right, dog. So, you got our initial analysis, dog.
You get a motherfucking pine cone and shit.
It does great for a cigar, though. I was trying to get through that. I didn't want to stop. I didn't want to stop at all.
Who got the cutter, man? Give me the cutter.
This pair is wonderful with a cigar. Really well with a cigar.
No, we're out of control, man. It's time to go to commercial break. I don't know what the fuck going on here.
I'm smoking here. I am smoking a Corojo number 5.
And, of course, like I said before, I got the Fat Bottom Betty.
And I got the Oliva.
All right, man. We go to the commercial break and regroup. All right, so you got our initial analysis.
All this pausing we doing.
Hey,
we're going to take a 30-second time out.
Yeah, we're going to take a little time out, dog. Check out the commercial break. We'll be right back to give our review, 1 to 5 Black Power Fist, dog. We're going to see what we give them, the Glenfiddich 14-year, dog. We'll be back right after this. You already know what it is, man. BBW is beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. We'll be right back, man. See you on the other side. Visit the website right now, www.everybodylovesbbw. That's beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. The Taste of Black Spirits presents the Cocktail Concierge event. Get ready to indulge in a unique and exciting experience that celebrates the rich flavors of black spirits. It's going down Friday, September 29th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the elegant 525 West Lafayette Terrace Room in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, we're back, man. You already know what it is. BBW, that's beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. Whole gang is here, dog. Got my man Angry Principal and Bo in the building. And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. So we back with the scotch. All right, so we had our preliminary analysis. Surprisingly, I actually like it. I didn't know if I was really going to like it for real, but we about to give our review from 1 to 5 Black Power Fist. Last week we started with Bo, so this week, Angry Principal, we'll start with you. What you want to give it, dog?
I'm going to give this a solid 3.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a scotch that this is quote unquote lower at the price point.
Okay.
At $70 now. So as far as comparing it to other scotches, I guess it's in the right price point.
Okay.
But I'm not trying to ding it on that.
Yeah.
The taste, you get a little bit of char, you get some hug. It's 86 proof. Mm-hmm. It's decent. It's aged in bourbon barrels. All your little classic notes are there. So I'm giving it a solid 3.
For sure. Okay. I can dig that. But what you say, bro?
I'm a scotch drinker. I like scotch. Mm-hmm. Glenfiddich is, you know, definitely one of my go-to. So I'm going to give it a solid 3.5.
For sure.
Okay. I've actually got a bottle at home, not of the one and the new oak barrels, but another bottle of Glenfiddich 14, man. And
yeah. You say you
fuck with my favorite bottles, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Now, on that note, dog, again, didn't really know what to expect. I didn't think I was going to like it, but actually, I fuck with it. So I'm actually going to give it a 3. And I'll tell you what, I'm smoking this Fat Bottom Betty, which is a sweeter cigar. And I ain't gonna lie, this shit matching perfectly. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Like this shit doing numbers over here. Like I could do this. And I don't wanna put no ice in it. I don't wanna do shit. I just wanna sip it, hit the stogie and shit, you know what I'm saying? Watch Colorado whoop on people's ass this year, you know. Shout out to Coach Brown. But yeah, I fuck with it though. I'm gonna give it a strong 3, dog. So we got 2 threes right here and then the 3.5. I fuck with it. Mm-hmm. I think this is one that I would actually suggest. I ain't gonna lie, my scotch experience started out with Cutty Sark. So I was turned off by scotch initially. And if you know what Cutty Sark is, then you would know why.
It's bad, like, ass blended freaking scotch.
That's like the 5 o'clock of scotch. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Yeah, might as well be.
Sound like some Mad Dog or something.
Yeah, Mad Dog 2020, dog, for sure, for sure.
Wild Irish Rose and shit.
Right, hell yeah.
Boone's Farm,
dog. Wow. So surprisingly, I fuck with it, dog. And I think this is something that we would recommend. I think across the board, Bo is probably the one who likes scotch the most. And I think this is one that Angry Principal really has fallen in favor with. And I'm so mad that he thought we was about to kill that bottle in this one show. Cause I'm looking at how much left. Like this nigga's crazy.
It's gonna die tonight, but it wasn't gonna die
during this show. So shout out to Glenfiddich, 14 year man. You know, so rest in peace to Glenfiddich. You'll be out of here tonight. That's it. We gonna move away from the scotch. I'm gonna finish smoking my stogie. Finish the rest of this scotch. We gonna move on, man. We gonna see y'all next week though. Don't forget to check out all the replays and buy some merch at www.everybodylovesbbw.com. Check us out, dog. Hats, glasses, all kind of shit, man. Holla at your boy. All right, till the next time. We up out of here, man. BBW, beards, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. Got my man Angry Principal in the building.
Drink what you like, how you like.
Got my man Bo holding it down.
I say.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Peace out, y'all.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.